Welcome to New Realities. This is Alan Steinfeld, and this program is about the evolution of consciousness and who we are as evolving human beings. And we are creating collectively a new culture, a new subculture, new values, new awarenesses, new sensitivities. And tonight's guest is someone really at the cutting edge of that development. He's been a friend in New York for a long time. He has his own energy healing school. He has his own techniques. He's really one of the founders, I feel, of this new wave of consciousness. Welcome, Peter. Peter Roth is the guest. Peter, thanks,
Alan. I'm so glad to be here and contribute to the show.
Right. Finally. I know I've been a guest on Peter's show, Energy Stew, on the Progressive Radio Network, which is a great show. I recommend it. And I just thought, you know, you have a lot to say, and you've been really watching. I mean, why don't we do a little history before we get into your work? I'm curious about your perspective, because you were doing energy healing long before it was popular, long before anyone probably even heard of Reiki. So what's your perspective on this development? What was it like in the 70s, 60s, 70s, the whole flavor of this new consciousness that seems to be everywhere now? So.
Yeah, the old days were very strange because I was considered very strange. I really mostly came out as an intuitive and a spiritual worker more in the 80s and 90s because it was more comfortable. In the 70s, I was working this way and not even knowing how to label it and just being amazed at the way the universe works and consciousness works. And I was able to know things and work in ways that were confounding to me.
Well, how did you discover that? How did you uncover this in yourself?
Well, it just happened that I would know things that I didn't know how I knew. And I would be able to have abilities that just didn't make sense to me, but I went along with it. I figured, all right, as long as I know these things, that there's no reason why I should know them because they just showed up in my brain. So I'll just use them and be smart that way.
Wait, but did this always happen, or was there a moment in your life where something just switched on?
No, I don't think that happened. It might have happened unbeknownst to me. It's just that at some point I started working in a way that knew that I knew things that I didn't know how I knew, and I would speak in ways that I knew wasn't me. I remember, because in the early days I worked closely with Gary Null. And
right.
I was a regular guest on his show in the 70s. I was on 2-3 hours a week.
Right.
And there were people I was debating issues with who were experts at different things that I didn't have the background in, and yet somehow I knew how to debate with them. And I would give talks and speak in ways that surprised me, the words that were coming out of my mouth and the information that I knew. And I remember telling my wife to come and watch me because she'll be amazed because it's not who I am.
Well, so you're really tapping into this higher level of your consciousness. And, of course, you've helped so many people tap into their healing ability at what was the name of your school? The something River
Center? It's the Heart River Center for Intuitive Healing. And
right.
We've had ongoing classes now for 18 years.
I'm just curious, do you think because you had a twin brother that helped train your intuitive abilities, because they say twins are very psychic, was that part of it or not?
No, I'm happy that you're asking me that question because I haven't thought of that. Mm-hmm. But my brother and I are on a wavelength that it's quite exciting to us that we really, you know, can... the empathy between us is very strong. And also, interestingly enough, I was at his wife's funeral several weeks ago, and I'm sitting there at the gravesite in a seat in the front because I was immediate family, and there was a seat next to me empty, and all of a sudden, his former wife, who had just passed on, was sitting next to me, giving me commentary about her own funeral.
Did you tell other people this?
I told my brother about it, and while it was happening, I was able to, and my brother was just so happy to know that.
What did she say? I'm just curious.
Well, she was commenting. She was giving me editorials about what everybody was, all the eulogies, and you know, how she felt about them, and how she felt about herself, and, you know, being dead.
That's, how did she feel about being dead? That's a strange
one. She wasn't happy.
How do you know it was her and not your mind creating it? That's always a question I like to ask intuitives, because how do you know what's real?
I had no reason to be creating anything. I was just sitting there, minding my own business, watching the ceremony, and all of a sudden there's being this energy next to me started to talk to me in ways that I wasn't talking to myself. And she was making comments that I knew it could only be her.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. That's fantastic.
Well, that's mediumship, and I do some of that. I'm not a specialist at mediumship. I'm an intuitive, and I can tap into people's psyches, into their life, into their childhood, into their parents' psyches, into their past lives. I can read all that information, and it blows people's minds what I come up with that they have, that then they realize why their lives are the way they are, you know, why things have unfolded the way they've needed to.
So then you can help people take a different direction? Is that the point of
solve problems and understand themselves so they can take different directions or just be better at the direction they're going in?
So if you tune in intuitively and see what's going on in someone's life, then how do they usually use that information? How can they use it?
Everybody's different. Some people need to make changes in their lives. Some people just need to be smarter about their lives, and I help them gain insights that they couldn't have had before, because I can see the story of their life in a way that nobody else has been able to see it that deeply, and even themselves often. And so I can point out circumstances that they haven't put, you know, point one and point two together at that point, and I help them do that.
Well, have you been able to help yourself as well, or is it hard to read yourself?
I can't read myself. I teach that because I've taught thousands of people over the years, and many of my students, I can't say even hundreds, but certainly you know, some dozens have gone on to be practicing intuitives. And I always teach that don't try to learn intuition to solve your own problems. Because you're too close to it, your ego will interfere with your intuitive energy. You won't have clarity, and you'll only disappoint yourself. So the best thing is to be an intuitive for others, where you don't have an attachment, and let others be an intuitive for you, people who you trust and know that their abilities are strong enough.
Uh-huh. So tell me now. I mean, I know your work has evolved and changed, and you're teaching, but you're doing something really special now in your work. Let's talk about that.
Well, I'm doing a lot of things now that I think are special. One is a free healing program that everybody can join. It's called True Life Circles, and it was channeled and it was delivered to me over a period of time, about a second and a half. All of a sudden, I was walking with this friend, and she was saying, oh, you should think of a big program to do. And all of a sudden, this program dropped into my consciousness in whole, and 2 seconds later, I was describing it to her in detail. And I'd never even thought of it before.
So did so, it? Are you, so is I mean, just a little side note. Are you in touch with like these higher guidance that is like a non-physical aspect of yourself, or are they guides that are separate from yourself? I'm just curious about that.
Yes, there are, and I don't focus on. Oh yes, this is Archangel so and so, or you know, I don't have particular identities that I try to grasp and understand who's talking to me. I really am really interested in the quality of the communication. Mm-hmm. And so, because when I work with people, with clients, I can sit and hear all kinds of information about them. It could be coming from their higher self. It could be coming from their own spirit guides or from mine or from some great master out there. It depends on what the information is and the level of it that we need to understand.
So what then dropped into your field with this new program?
This was an amazing understanding. I was told that our birth dates are our spiritual address in the universe for this life.
You mean like astrology? Would that
fit into? Sure. Our birth dates represent numerology, astrology, human design, destiny cards. There's so many ways that our... our numbers show up, and you know about this system called the Code from Austria. You were emceed a panel.
I know a little bit about that. I mean, there's more stuff like astrology and numerology that I'm more in touch with. But
there's a lot out there that uses our birth dates because they are our spiritual address and they represent our template. And so I was told that if we each drew an 8-inch circle, and in that circle we drew our birth date without any dashes or slashes, and then it had to be in green, and I was told that then the person would put their left hand on the circle, but then at the same time they would have given me their birth date, I would draw it into my 8-inch circle in blue, put my right hand on it, at the same time they have their left hand on their circle, and a transmission happens that deconditions the psyche.
So this is the new thing? This is the new type of thing you're developing? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm not developing it. This is a system that was given to me, and I've been using it now for a year with hundreds of people who are in the program, because it's a free program, and I can draw a lot of birth dates in circles under my right hand and have them at the same time, while each person out there, wherever they are, knows the times of different transmission times that I'm doing during the week, which is usually about 10 different times during the week. It's a 10-minute transmission, and they have to pick any one of those times they want, put their left hand on their circle, I'll have my right hand on my circle with their birth date in it, and a transmission will happen. And often it's very powerful that their hands are shaking. You know, they'll feel, some of them will sweat right through the paper. All kinds of responses I've gotten from people. They email me or they'll call me and say, wow, I was in that transmission and it was amazing what was happening to me.
Wait. So let me. Can you like repeat the procedure again? I think I missed something.
Well, people can go to my website, and it explains it all. They can sign up there, and then I'll be receiving their birth dates, and then they can join the program, and they'll receive the transmission times through emails and my website.
So they write down their birthday. Is that it?
Right. They draw an 8-inch circle on a piece of paper, white paper, and they draw a black circle. And in the black circle, they use green felt tip pen, and they draw their birth date without any dashes or slashes and no zeros before single digits. And then they just place their left hand on it during the transmission times.
Uh-huh.
And at that same time, I'll be having my right hand on their birth date, drawn in blue on my circle, and that creates a transmission that in the universe that deconditions their psyche. This uses the template. This is like a stem cell treatment of the psyche.
Is it? I mean, why are the colors so important? I'm just curious.
I don't know. That's what I was told by when I was given this system. Remember, it came through in about a second and a half. The whole thing appeared in front of me in detail. So I knew all of these details.
And how long is each transmission? I mean, because aren't you now doing a... How long?
10 minutes. So I do, yeah. So I do about, during the week, I'll do about 100 minutes of transmission time. And I don't know who's, people don't have to inform me if they're participating in any particular 10-minute transmission.
Wait, but you are putting, you're doing it each individual at a time. So you're doing...
No, I do them all together.
Oh, you do them all together.
I have all their birth dates in circles under my right hand.
All of them together. But you have to draw them. I see.
I draw them,
so you,
right.
You have like 100 under your hand there.
I have hundreds.
Hundreds.
Over 300 of them.
And what time of day do you do these?
Different times each week. I change it around. So it could be some mornings, could be 8, 9, or 10 in the morning. Sometimes it's 3 or 4 in the afternoon. Sometimes it's 6 or 7 in the evening. Sometimes it's 10 at night. And so there are 7 days a week that I'm doing transmissions.
But people have to send you their birthday in order to get the transmission.
Well,
right?
They sign up on my website, and it asks for their birth date, and then that is sent to me via my website.
I see, and because it won't work, because their birthday is their individual frequency signature.
Right,
I see. So it's their signature, and then you are sending that. And where did you feel that transmission's coming from that you're sending?
Where's soul. With them, it's their soul. It's their, and remember that their hand is on it, so it's their... It's the imprint of the energy of their hand as well as their birth date. Because there are a lot of people born the same day, but it's their own hand. Nobody has their hand.
But it's also a non-local thing as well, right?
Yes,
do you feel like some... So this is a really a multi-dimensional... It's a whole new thing you developed. It's incredible.
It's a new kind of healing. Yeah.
Wow. And what are you calling this?
True Life Circles.
True Life Circles. And it's free. Why? I mean, it's great that it's free, but why is it free?
Well, because it's a way to help people, that I can help many, many people at the same time. And it's only 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there. It's not like it's taking a lot out of me. I love it. I miss it if I, you know, some days I only do one and not two, and it's like, I love to do it.
So when your hand is on the circle, are you saying anything? Are you praying? What are you doing exactly?
No, I'm just noticing that I'm doing my part of the transmission.
Which is, well, what are you in meditation? Are you...
I'm just conscious that my hand is representing my side of the transmission. And sometimes I feel powerful energy going through. Sometimes I don't. And that's same thing with people on their side. Sometimes people don't feel anything. Because people are doing it every week. You only have to do it once a week. And people are doing it every week for the last year, many people. And so some weeks they get strong results, and some weeks they don't feel anything. It's not about what you feel. You're actually creating the deconditioning anyway. You don't have to feel it to get the result.
What's the website again you can sign up at?
Heart River, HEART River.org.
Heart River. And anyone listening can sign up to get their weekly transmission.
Right.
Well, that's just one of the energy things you've been involved in. I mean, you're also
right.
Are you still connected to the light field? Yeah, are you still connected to that?
Yes, I am, and that's wonderful. I helped to create the technology there.
Yeah, talk about the light field, because I've had some great experiences laying in the light field chamber. It was really deep and awakening. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, it's a machine that uses 27 different sciences. There are 12 computers that run it. It doesn't look as complex.
I didn't know there were 12 computers that ran it. I just thought it was like a kind of sacred geometry chamber.
I know. It's very, very busy behind the scenes.
Wow. What's going through those computers? Different frequencies?
It's all different, different machines that are run by it, lasers, there's a lot of fiber optics, sound.
And the purpose is to realign. So when you go into this chamber-looking machine with these kind of wood geometries sort of all around you, that's what I remember, and you have this deep energetic transmission.
Right. That's because there's so much happening within the machine that you don't realize that has to do with harmonic energies that are really extremely advanced, very advanced crystals and using particular lasers and very advanced sacred geometry also.
And what were some of the results people came away with from using that light field?
A lot of it is clarity, higher vibrations, greater sense of connection with the universe.
Well, I just did this thing called the Star Chamber. Have you heard about that? Developed by this guy in Amsterdam. It's coming to the expo this year. I was out in Joshua Tree at the UFO conference out there, and this person, an old friend of mine, Michelle Hood, had one of these star chambers, and I spent 30 minutes, and I felt my consciousness shift to like an alpha theta state, and I felt I was transported. I had a really powerful experience. I think you would like this star chamber thing.
Of course, all of these machines. I love tools. So it's great to be around technology that helps advance our consciousness.
So where's it all going? I mean, you're a visionary. Where do you see our planet sort of shifting? Is this going to become a more of a common, everyday awareness that the average person will have? I mean, how do you see
it? Remember that you started the show talking about how many years ago I was involved with consciousness when it was very rare, and I felt quite alone and kind of a freak of nature. And now it's like every day. There's so many of us in the world now who have amazing gifts and different ones, different gifts of consciousness, higher gifts of consciousness that connect in different ways in the universe. And we're all getting so much more connected. I can't say all. I mean, probably, a huge amount of majority of the population has no idea what we're talking about. But there's a very large number that does, and it's much more common to be multidimensional nowadays.
Right, but I think it'll reach a tipping point where, boom, everyone will just get it. They'll get their multidimensional reality.
Well, a lot of people are saying that, and actually I've been not told directly, but I've had channelers tell me that I'm here to help find algorithms that will shift the consciousness of the whole civilization, not just one person or several.
What do you mean by algorithms?
Just different codes that, because numbers are amazing. There are magical numbers, sequences of numbers, which are algorithms or sequences of numbers, and even letters.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put them together, and they create their own power, just like our birth dates do. And it gets more sophisticated than that, in a way that will trigger what you're talking about.
So and are you doing that? Are you putting together codes?
I'm ready to do more towards that. I just like I was given this information of True Life Circles, I'm really kind of now waiting because I've been told that a lot of this information will be coming to me, in surprising ways, just like True Life Circles came through in a surprising way. And so I understand that part of my job on this planet is to really help find the tools that shift consciousness en masse.
Oh, this is what J.J. Hertog did with the Keys of Enoch. I mean, he sort of created a system of incantation, but I mean, a real multidimensional science. I mean, he's a good friend of mine, and I just think his work is brilliant. But yeah, there's always room for new possibilities along these lines.
Well,
so.
And I always say that we don't have to be that smart. Like, I don't consider myself a genius. All I want is to be given the information from higher consciousness. You know, let the masters come through and talk to me, and they have many times to create systems. I'm going to be doing a spiritual development program this fall. Amazing new visualizations have come through to me in the last couple of months.
Like what? I'm curious about all this.
Very unusual ways that we connect our own light to the light of the universe and to special forms and special colors and intentions that have been unique. And so I've been very surprised that to be receiving some, you know, deep geometries and different techniques that I hadn't seen before and have been very powerful in helping people. So,
are you getting like different geometric codes, you're saying?
Well, they're forms and the way the forms are used with colors and sounds and movements, and the way that we intend the movement. In other words, you've been through guided meditations where you'll be told, take this light and move it here and move it there and envelop yourself with this particular color and move it to this place and that place. And that's a lot of what this is about. And then using interesting geometries and different parts of our energy field that we bring into play together that we might not have thought about before.
Well, are you writing a book about this?
Because I've been told to, but to me, it's more about talking and leading. And so right now, I mean, I guess a lot of what I say can be transcribed and put into a book form. But a lot of it is empowerment that I really like to do for people and teach people how to do them for themselves.
Well, do you feel you're getting more and more as you get older? Maybe it's just because the vibration of the planet is shifting. Are you getting more and more downloads of...
Yes. I'm getting a lot recently that I'm so excited about.
Well, is it because of the planet or because of you or a combination of both? I mean,
it's everything. It's the right time for all of us to be receiving more.
Well, what are you receiving now that you can share if you care to with, I mean, what would you like to share as a download with the audience as a, you know, possibility of?
Well, I'm just getting that tonight, for instance. I mean, a lot of people will listen to the archives, but right tonight, I'm hearing that right now the planet needs a blanket of blue. And it really needs it because it's too fiery right now. And so this is very simple. And so if we can all project a beautiful blanket of blue light coating our planet and all of the troubled areas on the planet and just make this beautiful blue, which is a calming, cooling light. And it might really shift a lot of consciousness out there, just that. And so that's simple. That's not geometry. That's just using color. But while we're talking, I'm just being given that simple direction because it's needed. You know,
yeah.
So I'm only being told what the masters out there want us to know to do right now, which is I'm hearing is urgent.
Mm-hmm. Let's just focus in on blue.
And then actually, there's a violet flame in the center of the earth that emanates out and joins this blue. So in other words, we are blanketing from the top down the blue, and then this violet flame from the center comes out and sandwiches us in between, and that will ground us while we're being calmed and cooled.
You know, as you're talking, I just realize the significance of color, not just symbolically, but vibrationally, and how we sort of ignore the resonance of color with our own energy fields. And you're just pointing out how important different vibrations are.
Right. And so color plays a big role in it. And for instance, at Lightfield, the Lightfield machine up in Massachusetts, that's why we use color there also, because it has particular energies that trigger different consciousness.
But people don't realize how important these colors are to them. They're not aware of it, but they are. I mean, what you're wearing, I mean, you put on a shirt, you may not think about it, but that clothing you're wearing will emanate.
Yeah, right. And then there are all kinds of geometries that we can use, and letters and numbers. And I've been working with just different sequences of numbers lately that help people in
different ways. What do you mean a sequence of numbers? How?
I'll be given a particular sequence of numbers that people can write out and just have on their desk, and those numbers will shift energy for them.
Like what? Can you give me an example of like a series of?
Let me just look for you.
All right.
It starts off with the number 6.
I'm going to write it down. 6,
right.
Yeah.
And then there's actually, after the 6, there's a kind of a curlicue line, or maybe even just a little sine wave that goes to the number 8.
Okay.
And then a little space, and then the number 16.
Okay.
And then the number 23.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then a large letter A.
Okay. Okay, I'm writing that down. Now what?
And then actually a large letter S, interesting.
S, that's my name. That's me, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah. But that's what I'm being shown, and I don't question it. It's very clear it's being shown to me.
And
then a triangle after that.
All right, but what do I do with the series?
You just have it sitting in sight.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to stare at it all day long. It's just that it's there, and it will allow you to find more calm and clarity throughout the day.
All right. Well, so just by looking at this, all right, 618. Do you ever use like classical series, like the Fibonacci series or the series of
use what I'm being told. I don't make it up. I don't have any.
But is there a significance energetically to like the series of what do they call those numbers?
The Fibonacci series, or the Golden Mean.
Or the series of, what are they, whole numbers? What's the numbers that can only be divided by themselves. What are those numbers called? Like real number, whole numbers.
I know
numbers,
what you mean, but right, right. Maybe at some point those will be important, but they won't be until they are. So we can use our conjecture all we would like, but it doesn't mean anything because this is guided by higher consciousness. This isn't our intelligence trying to figure it out.
But I think the Fibonacci series is important for the evolution of life, you know, in the golden mean. I think when we meditate on that series, we're tuning into maybe more of the life force or something like that.
Right, but some people might be more empowered by that than others. So that's right. Why intuition works, and working with intuitives is helpful, because then you can, I can look at your energy field, for instance, and then put the Fibonacci numbers next to it and see what happens to your energy field. And if it enhances your energy field, then I would say to you, yeah, that's good for you.
Okay.
See, I can see and feel your energy field, and whatever we can intend to empower you, I can place next to you or within you your field and see what happens. And then we
I
know.
I see.
Yeah.
That also then reminds me about this show that I'm going to be doing with you on Energy Stew about crop circles and how.
Right, the power of them.
Yeah, and those configurations, which I think are new designs that are coming from the cosmos because of maybe what you're saying.
Exactly.
The energetic configurations.
That's
for
why
the
I'm
Earth.
So excited about having you on the show.
Well, thank you. I think that's something that the Earth itself is resonating with those forms.
Of course. It's great. And it actually helps the resonance of the Earth to have these forms placed there.
But I think it's more, I think as a science too, I mean, yeah, we might not understand it, but I think we're capable on some level and dimension of understanding why this series or this designs or these numbers or shapes do affect us. I think there's a higher level of, let's call psychical science or something that will explain this. Once we get over the kind of Newtonian science, there's a science of life energies itself.
Right. The crop circles are emanating energies, and we don't know how far it emanates. It could emanate all around the world and be shifting consciousness in ways that we don't understand, but it's happening.
Well, yeah, I think it has shifted consciousness. I think, and people who have tuned into this field also sort of help open up new neuronets. And once there's a new neuronet opened within the psyche of humanity, it makes it easier for other people to have that neuro sequencing open. Well, maybe what you're also talking about.
I love that. Just you saying that feels so good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I just thought of it. But it makes sense that, you know, there are revolutionaries that create new levels of being. What was that saying by Schopenhauer? He says, a wise person hits the target, a genius hits a target that no one even saw, or something like that.
You know, maybe a more important target.
Yeah, by creating what I call new realities, we are unfolding more of who we are. And, you know, your work really does speak to everything I'm trying to talk about in new realities, that there's a new way of relating to ourselves as human beings, ourselves as energy fields, ourselves to the cosmos. It's been a lie that's been perpetuated that's been told that we are this limited human being. And if we believe that, then someone would never have a conversation with their dead sister-in-law, like that happened to you, because they would think that's impossible. But it's not, because it happened. And we need to, I mean, I'm just saying to myself, we need to break out of the box of our own limitations so we can include more of reality.
Right. And I've always wondered why I do the work I do with a lot of people who have never seen anybody like me do the work I do. And I've always thought that what I'm doing is showing people an understanding of consciousness, because if people, strangers, can come to see me and I can sit there without them saying anything and know so much about their lives that they haven't even told me, but I'm telling them, then somehow that means that there's something about their lives that I can receive that information, so it must be somewhere in the universe that I can pick that up, so that right. says something about them, about who they are, that their consciousness is known in the universe, that I can right. even read it. And so I right. see it as an education for people to help them understand who they are in a larger context.
Uh-huh. So what so does that mean? Essentially, we have to redefine who we are as human beings.
Yeah, but we have to do it in a way that's not efforting. In other words, it has to come in an aha, like, oh my God, I just got it. You know, so you have to kind of get it.
But how do you get it if you've never gotten it before?
By having experiences that blow your mind.
But in order to have an experience, yes, you have to have an experience, but you also have to know, for people who are not as pioneering, that these experiences are real. You may have an out-of-body experience, but if it's not in your awareness, you will just write it off as a dream or something like that, you know?
Yeah, we have to learn to differentiate. And we can do that. There's evidence. We all need evidence of some sort. But that's what I'm talking about, is when evidence shows up that blows our minds, and we can't hold it in any other way but say, there's something I haven't understood yet about consciousness, and now I get it. There's mm-hmm. more to consciousness than I ever knew before.
Right, because you're on the cutting edge of that, and there's... there is more to it, and exactly what you said, as we uncover this, people shift their experience of themselves and their awareness of who they are in the universe. So it's
exactly.
like... but
and then you also see the God in each person. You know, you realize that we're all that. All of us are multidimensional beings who are here, you know, in spirit, living human lives. And once we can see that that's what's true about all of humanity, then we honor, you know, the God in everybody.
But for those people, and maybe they'll never come around, but for those people who don't have a clue, how do we reach that? Like,
we
how do we...
only can do so much. You know, there are people whose consciousness are just... they're too material. It's too much based on this third-dimensional reality that they're attached to, that they don't want anything else. They want to succeed as third-dimensional beings.
But, you know, they've been brainwashed to think that. They've been programmed for that.
Yes. And so it's hard to beat that. And you and I are hoping that there's enough of this... kind
of us. Yeah, multidimensional awareness.
Revelation
yeah.
that happens that even the densest consciousness will feel something. And
well, I think it's coming. I think, you know, the morphogenetic field is shifting to accommodate. You know, I look at something like Freudian theory. You know, before the 1900s, no one had any idea about psychology. They had no idea what the ego was in psychological terms. And then Freud comes along and revolutionizes, whether you agree with him or not, but he revolutionizes the way we think of ourselves and defines the ego in terms of the limited personality, in a sense. And now... you never even have to have heard of Freud to understand what the ego is. Somehow, it connected to the psychic field of our race of human beings, and now everybody can relate to that. I think the same will be true about the awareness of multidimensionality.
There's a real science to that. And if you go back in time, you can watch historically by the evidence of history, watch how science, how we can see human awareness expand. For instance, in the art world, if you go back hundreds of years, you'll find that that many years ago, nobody was able to draw perspective.
Mm.
Their art didn't have perspective in it.
Right, they didn't even have the awareness of perspective. Yes.
That's the point. They weren't even conscious of perspective. It was there. They had to use it because you move through space three-dimensionally,
uh-huh.
but they weren't aware that what they were working with, so they couldn't put it into their artwork. So there was no artwork before a certain moment in time that shows perspective.
Yeah, that was what the Renaissance was about, partly.
Yeah. And so the Renaissance was a renaissance of consciousness that opened up new ways of identifying life.
Exactly.
And,
yes.
Right. And
that's
so
all
that's still happening in newer ways. I mean, using perspective is a very simple way of seeing a shift in the way we see things. But now we're seeing things in new ways, in different ways that we can't imagine because we haven't seen it that way yet. And all of a sudden, we start seeing it in new ways, like being able to be multidimensional is a growth of civilization and the consciousness of civilization that's very important in this evolution that you and I are helping to foster.
It is a very important thing. I mean, another example of that you sort of used and is like Newton. You know, before Newton, no one even distinguished gravity. Gravity was just like the air. You just, things landed. And no one had any scientific relationship to this thing that was been called gravity. It just existed and no one even realized it couldn't exist or it could exist in different ways until Newton comes along and says, well, maybe there are laws that govern this force being pulled to the earth. And out of that developed a whole science. But he was the first to make distinction in that field, in that way.
Right. And yet it took a while for people to appreciate these new understandings of, for instance, you know, that the sun doesn't go around the earth and the earth isn't flat. And, you know, there was so much that needed to be hammered into our minds, but there was a time when we were ready for it and times when we weren't ready.
Right. And I think the same thing with this awareness of our multidimensional mind.
Right.
Because that's really what, you know, maybe you were at the forefront of. You always knew you had this awareness and, you know, it was hard in the early days when you were the only one. And now we can at least we're developing a language and a culture that can reference these new awarenesses.
Yes, and that's so beautiful. And so it's going to expand as you are wishing for. It's going to expand in ways that we can't even imagine because we're not conscious of those new ways yet.
Mm-hmm. We're not conscious, and I say that if we knew the future, it wouldn't be the future. But it's exciting because I think there's something to this awareness that is as important as Copernicus or Galileo or Columbus saying the world wasn't flat. And, you know, these breakthroughs that now seem obvious, you know.
Let's hope we see those dramatic changes soon.
I mean, one simple thing that still people believe is that the Earth is the only place in the universe that has life. I mean, that's going to seem as ridiculous as the Earth is flat.
Yes. We haven't been ready for that. But we will be soon because there's too much happening now that's revealing what's going on in the universe that has to do with other life forms outside of our planet.
So what are you getting about that? I'm just curious. Because I just came from 2,000 people gathered in Joshua Tree at something called Contact in the Desert, which was a four-day forum on UFO and ET reality. So What were you getting about that, you're saying?
Well, that's why that forum happened, because there's more and more consciousness about it, and the planet is preparing for visitation.
What are you getting about that? Are you getting a certain day in history or moment in time?
You know what I'm getting? It's interesting because the universe tells me things that are the way we need to receive information. And I'm just hearing that we're going to be offered loving kindness in ways from other beings that we haven't experienced before. And so it's not going to be some weird people showing up scaring us because they're so weird. It's going to be energies of loving kindness emanated from beings that we don't know, but what we're experiencing from them is their loving kindness rather than being freaked out by how weird they are and frightened by them and thinking that they're evil and going to destroy us. The loving kindness is going to overwhelm us, and it'll be easier to bring them in and accept them, because it's the expression of love you can't deny.
That sounds really great. When do you think that will start to make it?
It's starting to happen. I'm not good at timing, really, because the universe is more about process than linear time. But it's happening. The process is happening. And but while we're speaking, that's what I've been told is the nature of the way that foreign species, or whatever you want to call them, are going to have to introduce themselves is through an expression that we can then hold in our hearts rather than the fear in our minds.
Well, you've been in touch with this for a long time, though, the ET realities. I mean,
yes.
And so,
all kinds
you know.
Of things about that. But it's not like they come and visit me. They're welcome to, but they haven't. And but I'm always receiving information from higher guidance of what they're about and why they're doing what they're doing.
So they've been sort of keeping themselves hidden or appearing and then disappearing because we haven't been ready, huh?
We're not ready. We're too frightened by anything we don't understand.
But so
that's why I'm saying that the identity of them has to be something that we can hold in our hearts rather than in our limited brains. Mm.
But do you feel in the next 20 years, let's say, that will make itself known publicly?
Of course. Maybe a lot sooner.
A lot sooner than 20 years.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that little piece. So to sort of wrap up, what do you want to leave people with, and what do you want to, plug?
It's the plugs. Plug time. Radio show, Energy Stew. And that's at prn.fm. My archives are at Energy Stew, and that's STEW dot Podbean, PODBEAN .com. And there's years of archives there. And
how many years you've been doing the show?
9 years.
Wow. Yes, I'm even on there a couple of times, which I appreciate. We're doing a show coming up September 2nd on the latest revelations of the crop circles.
Right. I'm very excited to do that show
with
you.
Suzanne Taylor, right?
Right.
She's going to be on that.
Suzanne is going to be on also, right?
Well, Suzanne made a great movie about the crop circles called What on Earth, and
She was on our show previous.
I did a presentation up at her place in the Hollywood Hills. She has a great place up there. She has a great network of people. So good.
Reading about all the work she's doing out there. That's wonderful.
Yeah. She's a great person. She really has a lot of energy for all this stuff. And, she keeps going. It's amazing the energy and enthusiasm she has for this.
She's here doing. She has her assignment.
Yeah. Have you been out to her place in Colorado?
Not yet. No.
Oh, you should go. You should go. Anyway, so you have your energy stew. You have some upcoming workshops. When's your next?
Yes, and they go. They actually should get on my mailing list because I haven't posted my fall classes yet, and I will soon. But if people sign up for the True Life Circles, they'll be on my mailing list because they'll need to get the transmission times each week. And
so they go to True Life Circle, the website, and then they can fill out their mailing list.
Yeah, and then they'll get emails about the radio shows and classes. And my email address is peter@heartriver.org. And I can also be reached by phone at 212-222-7748.
Wait, 212-222. What is it again?
7748.
Great. Yeah. And I'll definitely have you back again. We didn't even talk about your Roadrunner days, which was.
I am one of the founders of the New York City Marathon.
Yes,
so there's a
that's
big
amazing.
Story there. And then and also I was featured in a film, a documentary about running in New York that was a big hit at Tribeca Film Festival some years ago.
What was that called?
Run for Your Life.
Oh, great.
Right.
Wow.
And
excellent.
Then we haven't even touched at all on the human design system. Which
I know. Well, that human design is a whole separate, show. It's
right.
A whole...
Right, I've been an analyst and teacher of that for many years.
I mean, it's a whole thing, human design. I don't know if I can even get into it because it's like it's another way to slice up the pie of the human experience,
Well, my wife, who's an astrologer, says human design is astrology on steroids.
Really? Okay, I'm not sure what that means.
Well, it has so much detailed information in
and you find it's accurate ways. For understanding.
It's always. I ask my clients. I've done over 1,500 chart readings for people, and at the end of a chart reading, which is usually a couple of hours of constant detail, I'll say, "Well, tell me how accurate has this been?" And without fail, they say 100%.
100%. That's better than astrology, isn't it?
Okay. Well, whatever. But it never fails. It's uncanny. It's amazing to me. I'm shocked. And I've looked at the charts also of many famous people, and it just catches them right. It gets them exact. All their idiosyncrasies. It's amazing.
Wow. Well, we'll do it again soon. I look forward to speaking or seeing you September 2nd. You want me to come down to the studio or should we do it by phone?
That would be wonderful. Yeah, well, we can do it by phone, but it's also great.
Your phone is much easier, actually. I'd rather do it by phone. But you do have a great studio there. The Gary Knoll Station is great, progressive radio network here in New York. And if you ever want to do another show, BBS Radio is a great place to do a show.
It sounds like it. We've been having a great time.
Yes, yes, yes. They have great archives. They're a great bunch of broadcasters here who really understand the multidimensional. I mean, you fit right in here on BBS,
Okay. Well right
thank
now
you.
I'm very happy at the station, the Progressive Radio Network station. It's been a good team there.
That's good. I just like promoting BBS because
I'm happy that you're doing that, and I'm also happy to be on BBS right now.
Yes, BBS is going
to
be.
They
are going to be, I think, one of the biggest internet, or probably they are the biggest internet radio. Anyway, we'll get into all that. I've been talking to Peter Roth, Energy Stew, Energy Healer, Multidimensional Consciousness. What else would you call yourself there, Peter?
Just a very happy person right now talking with you.
Ah, thanks. Well, we have known each other quite a while here in New York.
Years. Yeah.
And great. So, all right. So let's give me a call sometime this week, okay?
I will, Alan. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Sure. Thank you. This is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities. If you want to reach me, go to my website, newrealities.com. You could email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. you have any ideas about guests or topics or themes for the show, I'm open to that. So look forward to hearing from you. And thanks for listening tonight to New Realities with Alan Steinfeld. Good night.